This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, April 9th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Last week, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer sent a note outlining 17 different agenda items for the upper chamber in the weeks and months ahead. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley was quick to respond with a letter noting a new farm bill was not on the list.
Notably missing from Schumer's agenda was the farm bill, just like Americans don't eat. As you know, the farm bill authorizes the work of the Department of Agriculture. This work touches every American at least three times a day. The one-year extension of the 2018 farm bill will expire September 30th. If Congress passes another one-year extension when the deadline rolls around, we're left with a seven-year-old 2018 farm bill.
Grassley says the extended policy does not reflect the financial climate farmers and ranchers are facing today. In his call with reporters, Grassley noted the country is still waiting for an amended GREET model to determine if renewable fuels like ethanol and biodiesel will qualify for tax benefits with the Inflation Reduction Act. Grassley responded to rumors that certain restrictions might be placed on particular crops production practices.
We understand that this model might say that you can use grain in this formula, but it'd have to be grown on one of three conditions. If they come out with that you have to use one of those threes, it's quite obvious in this town, even with the Department of Agriculture participating in this, they're one of four departments that's involved in this decision. It's just going to show that they do not know how our corn is handled and to some extent our soybeans is handled. You carry it to the elevator, whether you use one of these three principles or not, you aren't going to know whether the farmers practice that or not.
Grassley said if row crops are excluded, environmental goals will not be met.
If you don't have any grain in this formula, you're not going to have enough feedstock to make all of the aviation fuel that's going to be needed that these environmentalists are crying for. I'm going to at least hope that our U.S. Department of Agriculture has made this very clear to the other three departments.
Well, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is calling on USDA to reverse its decision to cancel the July cattle report, as well as other county estimates for crops and livestock.
You know, that's an important benchmark for where the industry is at year over year. But they're also planning to reduce the number of published states for cattle from 50 states right now down to 31 states.
NCBA's Ethan Lane hopes the USDA doesn't have an interior motive with the move.
You always worry that there are political games afoot, that this is an effort to put pressure on the Hill, to give them more money in the next round of appropriations, hoping stakeholders will engage here. The fact is, these reports are not hugely expensive to produce. We're talking less than $1 million in the grand scheme of things, as we understand it, to produce these reports. And I understand, as do cattle producers across the country, that every dollar counts.
Lane says a host of commodities will be impacted.
I mean, there's a suite of changes here. We're speaking to the changes on the cattle side because they've chosen to focus on us in a suite of rulemakings and relentless, as I said, performance art in this transparency and competition space. But it's pretty damn disingenuous when you have all of that work being done, and then you take away the actual tools cattle producers need to have information on the marketplace.
Well, yesterday, the USDA reported 3% of the corn crop planted as of Sunday. Nutrien's Eric Snodgrass says the cold may not be over.
I want you to be thinking about the 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, somewhere in that time frame. Still have a bit of suspicion in the forecast about some cold air dropping into the Corn Belt, giving us maybe our last frost of the season.
Today's Drive Time brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. U.S. sugar policy is critical to American food security. U.S. sugar policy allows American farmers and sugar producers to keep grocery store shelves stocked with American-made sugar, supports more than 151,000 jobs, and contributes $23.3 billion in annual economic activity. Learn how bipartisan support for sugar in the Farm Bill benefits every American at sugaralliance.org. That's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.